Mervyn in Hollywood, first call on this. Morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Stephen. Well done for a start. I'll just be very brief. I think it's that serious, that heartbreaking, that distressful. I think it's the government, whoever it may be, has the power to order a judicial inquiry into this. This is so, so serious that we must try at least for it never to happen again. But you know, and the many thousands of listeners are listening this morning, it will happen again. And it has to stop once and for all.
They left the home open.
Right?
They left the home open.
I know that.
They left the people in there.
That's
and
right.
Yes, they were raising concerns. This is the authorities that I'm talking about now. Yes, they stopped new admissions, but they left it open. They left people in there.
Yes. Well, what you're saying is right. What I'm calling for, this is so serious and so heartbreaking for the mothers and the fathers, the grannies and the grandas of all the people in that. There should be an open, short, brief, deep inquiry, judicial deep inquiry into what happened in Runwood. It has to happen, Stephen.
You know, some of the questions I'm asking within that interview with that whistleblower about should the police be involved? And we do have a statement from the police who say that between 2015 and 16, police received three reports relating to the welfare of residents at a Dunmurry care home. The police say that they were investigated. There's currently no ongoing police investigation into matters at the care home. Really? There's no police investigation when elderly people were left without medicine because the home just didn't order it in time? Really? There's no ongoing police investigation when we hear of prima facie evidence of people being in such distress that they're shaking with pain? Really?
Stephen, they didn't order the medications or anything else because that costs money. How many times do I have to say this, Stephen Nolan? The private sector is not about caring.
Well, there are many, many homes within the private sector who look after people.
No, wait a minute, Stephen.
Hold on a minute. There's no ongoing police investigation when elderly people with dementia who were supposed to have the protection of that home ended up out on the streets.
That's right.
Really? The Public Prosecution Service can't do anything about any of this on our behalf? Really?
Right, but what you're saying is right. What I'm saying is...
Let me just continue with this statement, just so that I make sure that we all have all of the information together. The police, this is a PSNI statement from last week. They say in July 2015, a report was made to police of an assault on a male residence. However, following police inquiries, no statement of complaint was made by the resident's next of kin. They say September 2016, police received a report regarding concerns about the behaviour of a member of staff. Following an investigation by the Southeastern Trust, no criminal offences were disclosed. They say a further report of offences against a vulnerable person was made to police in November 2016. Following a police investigation, the Public Prosecution Service directed no prosecution in May 2018. So a file has been passed to the PPS and they've decided not to prosecute. Really? Now, they are the experts, but could someone please, in the public interest, could someone from the PPS please tell me and the 150-odd thousand people listening right now, how come a home in Northern Ireland can leave human beings in such distress and there's no prosecution? How come that's not tested in court?
Stephen, I'm going to go here because I'm going to say something that I regret, but I'm not going to do it. And what I'm saying to tell you now, you cannot assume that every private sector facility in Northern Ireland is safe and sound. You can't. No, neither can I say that it's not okay. Let me finish, please. Now, let me finish. What you have to get this into your head? The private sector and involved in health service is about profit. Profit. It is not about the caring and the welfare and the security of our elderly.
Well, I think Mervyn, the that how you're reacting is one of the dangers if of this case at Dunmurry Manor care home. Here's the danger. We're basing this on evidence, and there are many, many decent, good, professional care homes within the private sector. And we can't extrapolate it. But your emotion and your reaction is exactly why we need to see that when it does go wrong, we need to see what happens. And what we're learning today is they left the home open. Now, the full picture, they forced them to make improvements. But then Runwood just didn't make the improvements in time. Just didn't do it. And despite things being flagged up, they continued to go wrong. Richard and Dundonald. Morning, Richard.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I was saying to your researcher there, if this had happened in an animal shelter and people was abusing animals, they'd be prosecuted. If someone brought the book about it. I'll give you an example. A few weeks ago or months ago, someone was reported, a member of the public, for ill-treating a dog, which turned out to be, there was nothing really. But the police were out at the door of this man. I'm investigating it. These people are human beings being treated like animals, and nothing's being done. I would want to know, and I hope, Stephen, you continue to dig deeply into this case, in these cases, because someone has to be brought to book. As I say, if it was an animal being treated that way, someone would be up in front of someone. It's a disgrace.
Millions of pounds of your taxpayers' money continues to be sent to this company.
That's right. My granddaughter works in a nursing home, and thank goodness that the people that surround her are caring people, not like your man there said. We can't judge everybody by the same criteria. But I'll tell you this, I would hate to think that someone in her home would be treated like that.
Well, we are not, as a program, on behalf of those elderly people who couldn't speak for themselves, we're not letting this go.
Well, I hope not.
If I have to come back to this every single day of the week, I will.
Because
here are the questions. Should the Human Rights Commissioner get involved?
Someone has to get involved.
Les Allenby. The last time I looked at human rights legislation, there's a right to life. There's a right to a family life. Should he get involved? Are the police sure they shouldn't be investigating this any further? Could the Public Prosecution Service now, and to be fair to the PPS, you know, we haven't gone to them, but I'm saying this public now, and we'll get you an answer by tomorrow. How come an elderly lady can get into such a state where there's a hole in her body and there's no prosecution? How come?
It's just too distressing to be thinking about it, honestly. I just feel so sorry for them, her relatives and the lady herself.
It's not just that lady. There's then numerous examples of people who were found on the ground having fallen. Now, that'll happen within a care home. No proper records taken. There's an example of someone being congealed in vomit. There are people being found soaked in urine. One of the relatives then thought this couldn't be happening and left urine on a toilet, and it was still there 3 days later.
It doesn't bear thinking about, Steve.
And all of the checks and balances we have in Northern Ireland, and they leave the home open.
As I said, if this was a dog's home or a cat's home, people would be brought in front of someone. And as regards the police, surely it should be looked at again. I mean, someone has to look at this case again and say, we went wrong, when we hold our hands up, we made a mistake, we'll have to go back and look at the case.
Well, the CEO of the home, who I think he set up the company, I think he's worth $150 million. He was too busy at a business event to speak to any of you last week.
Maybe his conscience will be pricked this morning, someone will be done about it, but Stephen, I have to go here because I feel terrible about that, honestly.
Stuart and Claugher. Morning, Richard. Thank you, Richard. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Stephen. No, I just want to say that, you know what I mean, I think it's important we don't go on a total witch hunt regarding nursing homes. This one in particular, yes, but there's so many brilliant care assistants out there and nurses who can do fantastic work in a nursing home. They're in a caring profession. It's a loving profession. You have to have a loving nature. to be in that job. I know the vast majority of nursing homes do that accident type of work. But I think in this nursing home in particular, I think we're need to start to roll from the top down. And I mean,
nobody's lost their job. And by the way, the trusts, okay? You often hear of trusts being mentioned in Northern Ireland, the health trusts. The health trusts knew of problems. And they went in and you will read in the Older Persons Commissioner report where some of the health trusts actually tried to help fix some of the problems in the home. But they continued to send people into this home. Are you worried, Stuart, that when you get old, you could end up in this type of place?
I am worried. I'm a local taxi driver. I do go to a few nursing homes that are very well run. And you see a lot of people with dementia, and they're just sort of, they're vulnerable adults. And dementia is a very, very horrible disease to watch someone suffer from. And I fear that if you don't nip it in the bud, then, you know what I mean, there is a chance of it happening and happening again. Can I just say one comment? You know what I mean, a parent myself, I mean, we say they're always children to you, but they're adults now. You know, I mean, it was my responsibility to look after my children from when they were born. And this is an example that I come with. If there's no bread in the cupboard, there's no milk in the fridge, your children can't eat. You're the adult, you're responsible. I cannot for the life of me understand how these top earners, these top people who are earning big money in these nursing homes are making millions on genuine people's money, making profit, and a nurse can't even go into a particular room and cupboard and take a Band-Aid or take whatever sort of treatment or medication these people need. They've run out. There's no excuse for that.
Sometimes the medicine didn't appear for weeks.
It's worrying. And do you mean the people who are suffering are the victims? And once again, your loved ones, like your mum, your dad, your grandfather, your grandmother,
yeah,
are in them sort of conditions. It's horrible to think that.
Do you know what is likely to happen, Stuart? It is likely to happen that we will have filled, you know, 90 minutes of airtime this morning, and nothing will happen.
I think by you highlighting it,
I'm going to fight for the PPS to explain to us in the public interest some of the background to this case. I'm going to fight for Les Allenby, the Human Rights Commissioner, to give his public view on this case. You know, we continue to say to the RQIA, who last week decided they weren't going to do any interviews and then did one on Talkback, can they provide any further public understanding as to why they did not close this home down? Maybe the older people know where to go. Maybe there's a supply issue there where literally, you know, where would they put them if they closed it down? Should they have moved protection teams in to be there every day when they knew this was going on? So I'm not going away. I'm not dropping this story because this could happen to any one of us in the future. And the thought that it would happen to anybody I love. And I think you've got a very important role this morning listening to this programme. 03030 80 55 55. Be patient with us. All the lines are busy at the moment, but please be patient with us. Valerie, morning, Valerie.
Morning, Stephen. I worked in a nursing home. I'm a nurse, and actually managed a nursing home. It must be 15 years ago. And what I can't understand is, we had what was called then, it's probably something different now, but we had a registration board. And the people from that came in once a year and did what was called an announced inspection. And they went through all the medication. Now, we had no computers then. And you had to have every single patient's medication, when it was given to them. You had to have a book in which you ordered the medication from the doctors. And they went through all that.
There was such poor record keeping at this home that even the basics weren't done.
Well, you know, I mean, they went through all that then, 15, 20 years ago. They went round the home, they checked all the rooms. they talk to residents. To those residents who wouldn't be able to talk, they invited their families in to talk to them.
What are you?
What's
your gut instinct when you hear about what happened to old people in this home?
Well, my gut instinct is it's an absolute disgrace. And as that other man said, from the top down, people need to be held accountable. I mean, I know that especially the care attendants, the ones that do the main, you know, dirty work, as they would say, are not well paid. That's one of the problems. They don't stick at the job because they can go to Tesco's and get stacked shelves for more money. But there's no excuse for cruelty.
Valerie, thank you. Let me bring in Brian Lambeg. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. How are you? What I've listened to this morning is absolutely disgusting. In fact, it's so bad that I was on a tour of an early 19th century workhouse down south last year, and I would not have been surprised if what I heard this morning, I actually heard on that tour of how they treated their residents back in the early 1900s. And I'll tell you why nothing has been done about this care home. The social care trusts have hived off this looking after the elderly to the private sector. They no longer have any capacity to deal with it. So maybe it's time that the consideration should be brought to...
There's a question. There's so many questions around this. There's a question for the trusts, the health trusts in Northern Ireland, who continue to send people into this home.
Because they have no capacity to themselves. They have shot themselves in the foot, and they're not going to admit it. They're just going to continue to hope that things get better in the long run. And no matter how much you talk about it, no matter how much you shout about it, I'm telling you now, nothing will be done about it.
Well, this is beyond talking or shouting. As I say, I want to know why the PPS have not sought prosecution. What I want to know what the law says. We're going to bring a lawyer, Joshua Rosenberg, on after 10 this morning. And let's start to explore what the law says in cases like this. And if the CEO of Rumward Care Homes was too busy at a business event last week to speak to any of you, despite the absolute pain that his company caused to some of our citizens here, we'll not be too busy to talk about it. So we're clearing the decks again, and we're going to continue talking about this, whether the authorities like it or not. We're going to continue talking about it. Fundamental questions for the RQIA. Why did they leave this home open? Fundamental questions for the health trusts. Why did they continue to send people here? For the police service in Northern Ireland, nothing else can be investigated? No room for inquiry here? And to the Public Prosecution Service. Are you acting in the public interest in this case?